are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls. How are we this morning? Welcome to Thursday, the 6th of April, as we make our way into the Easter weekend. Great to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to start off with a birthday today, as we have been doing of late. And this one is, quite an artist, actually, Raphael. 1483 he was born on the 6th of April, an Italian painter and an architect of the High Renaissance. His work is admired for its clarity of form, ease of composition, and visual achievement of the Neoplatonic ideal of human grandeur. Good grief, that's a bit heavy for this morning, isn't it? Together with Michelangelo and Leonardo da Vinci, he forms the traditional trinity of great masters of that period.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
That mission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah.
And I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Lovely day from Mr. Bill Withers there. It's a song written by him together with Skip Scarborough. And that was released in December of 1977. And that note there at the end, well, he holds a sustained note towards the end, which is 18 seconds long. It's one of the longest ever recorded on an American pop song. And the song was listed, by the way, at number 402 on Rolling Stone's top 500 best songs of all time. That was in 2021, not that long ago. Did nicely in the charts. It peaked at number 6 on the Billboard R&B chart, number 30 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the US. That was early 1978. It also made the top 10 in the United Kingdom, where the song reached at number 7 on the British single charts. If it's a lovely day, no better way than to spend that, really, is on the beach, isn't it? That's exactly where Mr. Chris Rea's going.
Down on the beach.
tell you what a lovely idea, being in the beach. I know a lot of you will be going off to the beach. Got some news for you later on about the lane changes, etc., etc. But, yeah, go off to a lot of people going out of town, of course, today. And it's going to be nice and peaceful here in the city, isn't it? This is Crystal Waters. Gypsy Woman.
She's homeless, she's homeless. As she stands there singing for money, la la dee.
Sort of had two by names doing that. Gypsy Woman, and she's homeless. Also, it was the Gypsy Woman, la da di la da da. That's my karaoke for the week. Of course, Crystal Waters, as I mentioned, from the debut studio album, which was called Surprise back in 1991. The song was written by Neil Conway together with Waters and released on the 3rd of April of that year as the lead single from the album. Famous for that, yes, la-da-dee-la-dee-da line in there. It's often sampled as a keyboard riff. Now, let me see, what have I got for you now? I'll tell you what, we're just about there, so we're not going to waste any time. We're going to get you in the shower. Don't forget, extra long shower this morning. Mind you, the record's quite short. Do a little bit of extra scrubbing, because it's a long weekend. It's the Easter weekend. What have we got for you? Ah, it's nothing but a house party. I don't know. There we go. That's the showstoppers for you there. Ain't nothing but a house party. Right, if you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 18 and a half. There you go. Off you go. After the 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Usual bits and pieces, of course, this morning. I think changing there. Unfortunately, though, say that, Dr. Computer Alex Newman can't join us today. And it's coming up for a long weekend. I know he has to sort of make sure all these systems are working properly, so he gets a bit of a rest. And but what we have Dr. Ascanio Castillo coming in the last hour of this morning's program. It's all to do with hearing. That's his speciality, ENT, ear, nose and throat. And he's going to be talking about some of the innovations, actually, how that is helping to improve hearing, all those kind of things. Dr. Ascanio coming in the last hour today. Looking forward to that. And plenty of great music, of course, going right through till 10 o'clock. You ain't heard nothing yet. Go, that's Bachman Turner Overdrive, and as I mentioned, you ain't seen nothing yet or heard anything.
Like the Breakfast Show, it's better than coffee.
Yes, here we go. Sweet sensation. It's just as I mentioned, this was called Sad Sweet Dreamer and comes from Sweet Sensation Time. And we're coming down to 26 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock.
I already know that I don't already know. You are the sun alive. I don't really care if you don't understand. You are.
Manchester Orchestra, and it's called The Sunshine, which I'm happy to say is shining through the studio window this morning. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're going to take a quick little break, and we'll be right back.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, have the barbecue with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281 to make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? Will help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. At Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And yes, indeed, it is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D. Time, we're making our way to 29 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. Feels like a Friday, doesn't it? Right, let's look at some of the international news and business. French President Emmanuel Macron urged China's Xi Jinping on Thursday to reason with close ally Russia and help end the Ukraine war, while Xi responded by saying that he hoped the two sides could hold peace negotiations as soon as possible. In a closely watched talks in Beijing, which also involve EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen, Macron said that the West must engage Beijing to help end the crisis and prevent spiralling tensions that could split global powers into warring blocs. China's Fujian Maritime Safety Administration launched a three-day special joint patrol and inspection operation in the central and northern parts of the Taiwan Strait that includes moves to board ships, it said, on its WeChat account. Now, the move comes amid heightened tensions between China and Taiwan, with U.S. House Speaker, this is Kevin McCarthy, hosting Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen in California on Wednesday, so becoming the most senior U.S. figure to meet a Taiwanese leader on U.S. soil in decades. The United States, Britain and Albania and Malta walked out on Russia's envoy for children's rights, whom the International Criminal Court wants to arrest on war crimes charges, as she spoke by video to UN Security Council members on Wednesday. Britain and the United States have blocked the informal meeting on Ukraine convened by Russia to focus on evacuating children from conflict zones from being webcast by the United Nations. Now, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, told reporters that the United States joined Britain in blocking the webcast so Lova Belova did not have an international podium to spread disinformation and try to defend her horrible actions that are taking place in Ukraine. The foreign ministers of Iran and Saudi Arabia met in Beijing on Thursday for the first formal gathering of their top diplomats in more than 7 years after China brokered a deal to restore relations between the top regional powers. After years of hostility that fueled conflicts across the Middle East, Iran and Saudi Arabia agreed to end their diplomatic rift and reopen diplomatic missions in a significant deal facilitated by China last month. Apple Inc. on Wednesday revealed the look of its first retail store in India as several people tried to catch a glimpse outside the store's black and yellow artwork patterned after the Mumbai's iconic taxis. The store is still in barricades and is likely to open this month, a person familiar with the matter told Reuters. India has become the biggest market for the Cupertino, California-based company, which launched an online retail store in the world's second-largest smartphone market in 2020. Ford Motor Company plans dramatic reductions in the complexity of its product lineup starting in the 2024 model year. Jim Baumbick, the automaker's product development chief, said on Wednesday at a conference hosted by Bank of America. At the same time, Ford planned to develop more variations of certain model lines, such as the Bronco SUV, because they offer 30% or greater profit margins compared to the base model, Baumbick said. The collapse of crypto exchange FTX and its grant-making body, the FTX Futures Fund, has left some researchers at top universities without the funds that they were promised and others trying to repay grants before they could be ordered to. Launched in February of 2022, the FTX Futures Fund was part of the FTX Foundation, the philanthropic arm of Sam Bankman-Fried's crypto empire, which fell apart last year in what U.S. prosecutors called an epic fraud. Global stocks drifted on Thursday and U.S. Treasury yields hovered near multi-month lows as traders awaited crucial U.S. jobs data that may add to mounting concerns about a global economic slowdown. As equity investors avoided strong bets ahead of the Good Friday holiday, when the market-moving monthly U.S. non-farm payrolls report will also be released, the broad MSCI index of world stocks traded flat. Europe's Stoxx 600 share index added 0.3%, boosted by data showing Germany's industrial output rose significantly more than forecast in February. But recession fears weighed on U.S. stock futures and crude oil. The U.S. Nasdaq E-mini futures pointed to a 0.5% drop at the New York opening after the tech stock benchmark slumped 1% overnight. E-mini futures for the broader S&P 500 slipped 0.1%, following Wednesday's 0.25% slide. Oil steadied on Thursday and remained on track for a third weekly gain as further production cuts targeted by OPEC Plus and a drop in US oil inventories overshadowed fears over global economic growth. Brent and US crude have both gained more than 6% this week after the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, and allies, including Russia, a group known as OPEC Plus, on Sunday pledged surprise production cuts. Brent crude rose 12 cents or 0.1% to $85.11 a barrel. That was by 11:33 GMT today. West Texas Intermediate U.S. crude dipped by 6 cents to $80.55. And there is no trading, of course, tomorrow, Friday, because of the Good Friday holiday. And that's it. There's a look. There's a little rummage around some of the things that are in the international news and in the world of international business. That was the beloved and sweet harmony. This is Imagine Dragons. I'ma say all the after this, some good mornings.
I'm fired up and tired of the way that things have been. Oh, ooh, the way that things have been. Oh, ooh. Second thing, second, don't you tell me what you think that I can be. I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh.
from a young age, taking my spoken to the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the...
That's Imagine Dragons and Believer. Bit of a remix on that one. The Cascade remix. Breakfast show time. We are 16 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. And right, I tell you what, I'm going to say a couple of good mornings. First of all, I tell you what, let me say good morning to Paul Dixon Maria, because remember, they're here in Panama. And they were here with us the other week on the breakfast show. It's great to see them. And they went off, did a bit of sightseeing yesterday. Got a lot of attention at the Miraflores locks, apparently. Even got the ship to blast its horn. Now you know why we had an earthquake the other day. Right. So very good morning to Paul, Maria, and the kids, and the rest, well, the rest of the family, because they're all here, aren't they? Let me say a very good morning to Mary Lou. She says, good morning, Jerry. I've been listening, just could not get off of the bed. I know the feeling this morning when the alarm went off, it sort of shook me. I was sort of obviously in quite a deep sleep at the time, did not want to get up, but I'm fine now, I think. Nice to know you there, Mary Lou, and that you're up and about. Also, let's say a very good morning to Renee and Rick, of course, they're in Greece, in Athens. And I love this. By the way, I like those pictures you showed me yesterday. Remember to take the dogs to see if they're well-behaved to be able to go to a kennel when Renee and Rick go travelling. It looks very nice. Bright colours. Apparently the dogs pass the test. Imagine the dogs going when they got home. We fooled her, didn't we? Oh, wait till we get her. Don't forget to dress them up. Renee says, good morning. I opted for a self-care day instead of a yard work day today. Had a relaxing manicure and pedicure. And she said, lovely day is what we opened up with this morning. It's the perfect song. And I think you deserve, I mean, you are, you know, it says here. Also, I thought I should keep up with the Lady of Leisure title that you've given me. Well, you're not having to go to the office, but I tell you what, you certainly work hard. I mean, that's, you're cooking all the time, isn't it? It's amazing. What a lucky guy Rick is. You asked if we could play it. Oh, by the way, I'll come back to that in a minute. Let me play the piece of music you asked for this morning. It comes from the Eagles. And that's Blackman Turner on Overdrive. Comes from the Eagles. Thank you very much. Take it easy. And you do exactly that, Renee. Take it easy and enjoy. That's for Renee and Rick this morning, and the Eagles there, and Take It Easy. Right, no, the reason I saw it because I thought this is worth talking about, because Renee also, she said, I heard about this AI travel planner. She said, this is a travel planning app. and said it was on the news the other day. I downloaded it. It's pretty cool. Check it out if you haven't seen it already. It might be good for your upcoming vacation. And some more stuff coming out there. I downloaded it. You know, I can multitask. I did this a few minutes ago. I downloaded it because the good lady and myself are going off on a vacation starting beginning of May. And we're going to a number of places in Europe. And the first one we're going to is Munich. It's only for a couple of days because we're just going to adjust to the time difference before we go on a long train journey, which is on about 3 days later. But anyway, we're going to be in Munich for 2 days. So opened up the app and it asks you to put in, you know, where are you going? How long are you going for? Are you going on your own? Are you going with somebody else? Is it sort of a budget, economy, normal, or luxury? And then you just push the button and said, Munich, I'm going to be there for 2 days, the 4th and 5th of May. And it came back, and it said, a list of things to do. I said I was available from 10 o'clock until about 9 o'clock at night. And the first thing it says, well, 10 o'clock till 1300 hours. Apparently a lot of people spend their time at the English Garden. And so that's a... apparently quite something to see as well. And then you've got a 2 minute, I'm not sure if it's walking or driving, I'll have to check that out. But anyway, from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock, they're recommending Khorasan Afghanish restaurant. Sounds like it's Korean food. Anyway, that's the next thing. That's for lunch from 1 till 2. Then we've got a 15 minute journey to go to the Olympia Park. And that's from 4:15 until 5:15 in the, from 2:15 until 5:15 in the afternoon. And then they got 20 more. Then you can go from 5:35 to 19:45, I guess, for, this is to the Hofbrauhaus München. Now this looks like a beer, one of the beer taverns. Now that looks fun. Then you've got a 5 minute journey and then you can finish off from 7:45 until 9 o'clock at the Ratskeller München, and that's for your dinner. So that's the first day. They've got the second day as well, but I won't go through the whole thing. But the app is amazingly clever and it's very quick as well. The app, I've downloaded it from the Play Store if you're interested. Thanks for this, Renee. It's called iPlan.ai, and that's what it is on the Google Play Store. iPlan.ai. So I just typed in iPlan, and then it came up with it on the list of things to do. It's all sort of seems to be powered by Google, and you see all the things on the Google Map as well. You can go to the map. Very clever, very impressive. Oh well, there's our tech session for today. This is Stevie Nicks. Talk to me. Thanks for that one, Renee. That is useful. That's fun.
I can see you're thinking about the same thing. Yes, I see your expression when the phone rings. We both know there's something happening. No sense in dancing around the subject. A wound gets worse when it's treated with neglect. Well, don't turn now. There's nothing here to fear. Word lying under carpet.
ground where they could meet. The walls run high. Two bells swelling tears.
Jerry D.
Have you ever seen Panama from a castle in the mountains of Chicá? Take a deep breath and relax at El Castillo de Kevin, just 1 hour and 40 minutes from the city. You can sleep over or just stay during the day. Enjoy the swimming pool, at the barbecue, with the whole family or friends. Just call 6579-4281. That's 6579-4281. To make your reservation. You'll be surprised. Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season. We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp, that is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY. Was it you that had that car that didn't stop making that noise? Well, now at Valet Motors in the City of Knowledge, they'll fix that, and with your maintenance, they'll give you free alignment. Make your appointment now with the best mechanical workshop in Clayton. Write to them on 6431 0419. And Valley Motors, they've got a passion for cars, for your car.
Valley Motors.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Down.
And there we are, opening us up musically in this hour of the programme. That is Stephanie De Sykes there, and Born With A Smile On My Face. And just to remind you, we are coming up for the Easter weekend, and so I want you all just to relax, take it easy. Those of you, by the way, that might be on your way out of town right now for the weekend, just take it easy, relax, and be careful. I mean, you might be the best driver in the world, but the guy next to you might be the worst. So just be careful, all right? Keep your wits about you. Keep safe. And it is Thursday. We would normally have Dr. Computer in this hour. Unfortunately, he can't make it. We are coming up to that long weekend, and I know he's got a lot of clients. He's going to make sure that systems are up and running so he can relax a bit over the next few days. A couple of good mornings again. Let me just start off with Felipe. He dropped us a little line. He says, good morning, my dear friend. He says, best wishes for you and the team for Passover. Thank you. And since today I'm in a French mood. Could you please play Chevaux from Zaz? And she's the French version of Shakira. Yes, I know Zaz. I have her album, her self-titled album, which was just Zaz. It's spelled Z-A-Z, by the way. And that track you asked for, Chevaux, is on the album.
Donnez-moi une suite au Ritz, je n'en veux pas des bijoux de chez Chanel, je n'en veux pas. Donnez-moi une limousine, j'en ferai quoi? Pa-pa-la-pa-pa-pa-la. Offrez-moi du personnel, j'en ferai quoi? Un manoir à Neuchâtel, c'est pas pour moi. Offrez-moi la tour Eiffel, j'en ferai quoi? Pa-pa-la-pa-pa-la. Crever la main sur le cœur. Allons ensemble découvrir ma liberté. Oubliez donc tous vos clichés. Bienvenue dans ma réalité. J'en ai marre de vos bonnes manières, c'est trop pour moi. Moi je mange avec les mains et je suis comme ça. Je parle fort et je suis France. Excusez-moi. La main sur le cœur. Allons ensemble découvrir ma liberté. Oubliez donc tous vos clichés. Bienvenue dans ma réalité.
go. Yes, Zaz and Javot. And good choice, Felipe. Love that music. And you have a great weekend. Now, let's get Rowena and Phil. I think we're here not so long ago. I tell you, it's interesting. All these people that live so far away come to visit us on the program. And, yeah, it's really nice. But anyway, I digress. Rowena and Phil say good morning. We were in Munich last year. The English Garden is lovely. Check out the Viktualien Markt. That was on the list as well, nearby. It's great for food, beer, and shopping. You stayed near the Marienplatz. Can't remember the name. We're staying, in actual fact, we're staying fairly close to the train station. The reason for that is that, the reason we're going to Munich is we're going to be flying from Panama on the 2nd of May. We're going to go with Air Europa. Wanted to try out their Dreamliner plane. So we're going with Europe to Madrid. And then we're going to change that day, a couple of hours, and then we're going to fly to Munich. The reason we're going to stay in Munich for a couple of days is to basically get used to the time change. Because from Munich, we're catching a train to go to Vienna. And the last thing I wanted to do was get on a train, which is all part of the fun, and fall asleep. So we're going to resuscitate for a couple of days in Munich and then go by train to Vienna. And so, yeah, looking forward to that. Munich is somewhere I haven't been. And Rowena and Phil say, also the Hofbrauhaus is huge, but you must go there for the experience. And they're going to try that app. Yeah, the app is really it's very clever. Like, it sort of tells you, it plans out your day, you know, where you're going to be at such time. Of course, it programs in where to go for lunch, where to go for dinner. It's excellent. Very good. So iPlan.ai is what it is. It's on the Google Store. No doubt it's on the Apple Store as well. So there you are. Yeah, thank you for that. And you guys, they're going, let me see, because this is sort of quite relevant. They're going to try it. So thank you. We're going on a cruise through parts of Greece and Turkey, late August and early September. And we might need the app for Turkey, but I won't worry about Greece. Just give Renee and Rick a call. They'll sort you out. But, yeah, there you go. Lovely. Hey, you have a great break. I'm looking forward to mine. And back to the music.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful. My bad habits lead to late. To white it out.
conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes?
And there we go. That's Mr. Ed Sheeran and Bad Habits. None of those on this program. Right, time on the breakfast show. Let's see. Shall we see if we can find out what Ingrid's up to?
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Gaz, how you doing? Well, I'm a little upset. Just a little bit. I did not receive my invitation for the royal coronation. After all, we are son of kings. My family, the Scottish symbol of our family is the MacGregor symbol, and it means son of kings. Es rochum em dorum. And I can't believe I wasn't invited. I feel so slighted. Jerry, were you invited? I don't know. I'm just feeling, I looked at my mail. I looked at all my things. I called my parents to make sure they didn't arrive there, and it just didn't arrive. So I'm feeling very slighted. Anyway, so I will go on from that. Well, I am seeing two big old banana bunches that are going to have to come down very, very soon. I'm very excited about that as well. What a beautiful morning. Look at that big blue sky out there. Oh, my goodness, with those big old fluffy clouds. Oh, my goodness. I couldn't ask for a more beautiful morning. The bougainvillea, or whatever you want to call them, veronera, are just blooming away. I've got red ones. I've got purpley ones. I've got white impatiens. I've got basil. It looks like I got a squash growing, too. Everything seems to be flourishing, and it's just going to be another beautiful time for the sun to shine and for the plants to grow like mad. I am on doggy duty this morning, so I have to go around and pick up the you-know-what-sees on the groundsies. Yeah, she's good about that. For everything that she eats, I think she puts out twice as much. I don't know how it's possible, but she does. And she's up there. She just opened the door to come out all by herself. Yep. She's good at that. She's really good. She can escape from almost anything. And I swear to goodness, I think last night she grew another inch or so because she looks taller this morning. Don't you, Chelsea? Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl? Yes. Go chase the kitty cats. I know you like to do that. So in the morning she has her kitty cat chase. I put her out for her breakfast and then go and check on the yard. And then, of course, I have to chat you guys every day, every now and then. So I'm going to go do my duty. I made it funny. And tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. So until then, back to you in the studio.
when you're far away, I'm always blue. If you want me to remain romantic, here are all the things you'll have to do.
Started off with the Ivy League and tossing and turning. This one, Mr. PJ Povey, and Hold Me.
Baby, don't you try and hold me away from you.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Did you know that at H&R Block, well, they do more than just get you ready for tax season? We'll help you celebrate it, starting with your choice of filling either virtually or in person. You'll always know the price throughout your tax preparation with our upfront, transparent pricing. And with tax pros averaging 10 years of experience, you can even request the same tax pro every year. Make an appointment today at our WhatsApp. That is 66741037. Got it? 66741037. Or our Instagram at HRBlockPTY. At HRBlockPTY.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
And it's great to have you with us this morning. We are 26 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Don't forget, joining me in the last hour this morning, we've got Dr. Ascanio Castillo coming in to chat with us, and we're going to be talking because his speciality is ear, nose and throat, and of course that is hearing, and we're coming up on the 26th of April to the International Noise Awareness Day today. I tell you what, if you lived in Paitia, you'd be aware of the noise every day. I think in the 30 years I lived here, there's not been a day without construction. Right, let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou. Mary Lou dropped us a little line earlier on, and she says happy and blessed Thursday to everybody. And you asked if I could play a piece of music for you, Mary Lou, and it's this one from Zoe, and it was, in actual fact, a Eurovision Song Contest song as well.
Tu chantes, oui moi je chante aussi. Quand tu t'élances, je suis. Et quand tu voles, oui moi je vole aussi. Si tu t'élances.
There we go. That's it. That is Noen Daisy from Zoe. And that's for Mary Lou. And it's time to say a very good morning to Yasmin over there. Good morning, Yas.
Good morning. Happy Thursday.
It is a happy Thursday because I'm pretending today's Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
All of us.
All of us. It's a long weekend. What do you got planned for the weekend?
I don't know yet. My parents want to go to Sorasu because, you know, it's really hot right now in the city. So she wants to go there and get a little bit of cold.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to ask Ian what he's going to do.
Oh, okay. He's going to have a good time if you go up there.
But he's not going to stay alone here, so.
He's not?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to. That could be a disaster.
I'm sure he'd have fun. So he's not got to the age where you're going to let him off the leash yet?
No.
Wait till he's 25. No, but that'll be nice, getting up there, getting away, like you say, getting away from Sydney. Of course, it's also mainly going in the opposite direction to everybody else as well. A lot of people will be leaving town today. I like it because I like these sort of long weekends because we get a bit of a breathing space in the city to drive around, which is quite nice. Yeah. But funnily enough, I think two of the accidents I've had were since I've been in Panama with the car has been when there's been these type of holidays, long weekends, because what you find is that you get the people going out in the town at the weekends that haven't used their car since Christmas. Because they only like going out when there's nobody around. And of course they're not used to driving, and they have a sort of inclination to hit you. And I tell you one thing I would like to see is I'd like to see the AT&T put out some little like cartoons or something to teach people how to use things like roundabouts. Because they don't seem to get the idea that it's the people that are actually on the roundabout that have the right of way. So you don't join in roundabout until there is space for you to do so. Otherwise you're inclined to hit things. Hey, another interesting thing, I mean, it's been in the news quite a bit, this this week about the problems with the water supply in West Panama, in that area.
Yes.
And I just can't get my head why there should be a problem. I mean, they say, well, yes, the population's expanded by, you know, almost 100% or whatever. But the thing is, if it's expanded by that, it means that people have been building apartments or houses or whatever for the population to live in. Now, I don't know how they do it here, but I mean, just basing it on what would happen in the United Kingdom is that if you're going to build an apartment building or you're going to build a little housing estate or whatever, you put all the plans in to the local council. Before you, you know, you've got to get all these permissos before you can start. And what the local county goes to, because also one thing which is very popular in the UK is piped gas, not from tanks, but actually piped to your property like water or But in my opinion, what should happen, you know, when you, it should go to EDAN, it should go to well, the other water, EDAN. It should go to people that do things like sidewalks. It should be, you know, people that do the sewerage or whatever. And they should then tell them what it's going to cost, if necessary, to bring the supply of those commodities to the property. And then they're given the bill and said, you know, this is what you're going to have to pay in order for us to maintain the supplies to the people in that area. And then you don't get your permiso to build until you've signed off on it. And what happens is, of course, you know, obviously it's added, it's part of the price of the apartment or house when you buy it. But what you don't have is a situation where people don't have water. You see what I mean? You see what I'm getting at? You can, you know, because if you're going to put another, if you're going to double the amount of people that are living in that area, and you don't charge somebody for the infrastructure doesn't get done, and people don't have water. Then
the thing is that, as I heard, what is the name of the guy we love, Juan Diego?
Oh yeah.
He was talking about that yesterday,
and
he said, "Well, this is true. Here in Panama, there's no urban planning.
No,
so it gets to." Everybody to make mistakes, and then the people is the one who is with this big problem right now because the government haven't done the things right. So,
but there's, you know, there's no reason why you can't start it now.
Exactly.
I mean, and also, I mean, you see, I mean, didn't they cut the budget for EDAN at the top of the year? Well, how do you expect them to do the work? You keep cutting budgets. They cut everybody's budget. At the review, except the legislatives, which they increased. You know, you don't need the money. So the people are without water because you're not giving EDAN enough money to do it. You're not giving the rubbish people enough money to do their job. Yeah, that's my rant. I've finished now, yes? No, but I mean, the thing is that there's a logical way of dealing with these things.
Yes, but they don't care about people, you know?
No, exactly.
They just care about their money, that's all.
That's it? So there we are. That's our rant, isn't it? Yes.
Yes.
We're going to have a lie down. I'm going to put a piece. Oh, look, this is very convenient. This is my next track. We'll have this, then we'll come back. It comes from Myra Florek. It's called Stop Talking.
I'll find myself floating away. I'll fight, I'll stay sent. talking about that.
And there it is. That's Myra Horick and Stop Talking. Nope. Doesn't matter how much you pay me. we're just going to have a relaxing weekend. We're going to go off later on today. We're going to go when Christy's, because Christina gets away early today as well. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet up in Multi Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
We've sort of got this now become a bit of a tradition for us at Easter. We go to Multi Plaza.
And the stores are open because yesterday was a celebration.
Passover yesterday.
It was yesterday?
Yeah, Passover was yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, some of the shops will be closed, obviously. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them will be open. So we go there. I mean, it's better than using our air conditioning. Oh, we don't anyway. But, it's just going to be a nice, relaxing weekend.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
And let me see what else have we got. We've got Dr. Ascanio coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because you're working with a foundation to do with hearing, aren't you?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is all sort of tied in with that. It's International No Noise Day. Noise Awareness
mm-hmm.
Day.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's a pollution, isn't it?
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. It makes you go deaf.
Mm-hmm.
What'd you say?
Yes.
What'd you say? Well, let's have another oldie, I think. This one is from Bobby's Girl. There we go, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Marcy Blaine.
When people ask of me, what would you like to be? Now that you're not a kid anymore.
You're not a kid.
For
There we go, two in a row. Bobby's Girl was the first of those two, as I mentioned, Marcy Blaine, and then following on our Baby, I Love You, and Andy Kim. Right, time on The Breakfast Show. We're just making our way up towards one of the air. Yes, you still there?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, I'm just checking. You never know. Because, you know, in the studio, Yasmin sits behind me, so I never know if she's here or not. I always hope she's here. Well, look, you have a good weekend.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I'm gonna do the same thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I hope so, at any rate. Yeah, let's enjoy our weekend. Just whatever you're going to do it carefully.
Sure.
All right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay, and take us up to the top of the hour. Don't forget, by the way, our guest in the last hour, Dr. Ascanio Castillo, he's going to be chatting to us. We're going to be talking about hearing. That's a speciality. What'd he say? Take us up to the top of the hour. This is Lying Excuses from Mighty Sparrow.
That is all.
That's it. Lying excuses. Mighty Sparrow. And that's brought us to the, well, just before the top of the hour. So we're going to take a call sign. And if you missed news at 8, I've got it for you again in a couple of seconds.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Yeah.
There we go. Don't let it go to your head. And that comes from Gene Kahn here on this morning's Breakfast Show. And it's a very nice opportunity for me this morning to introduce to you not just my guest, but my friend, because he and his father helped me out a lot a while ago. And it's Dr. Ascanio Castillo. Good morning to you, Ascanio.
Good morning, Jerry.
Great to have you back. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yeah. It's been a couple of years.
We had a pandemic thing, though, didn't we?
Yeah, that kind of put a little, pause there.
Put everything in the pot. And I must ask you, how's your dad?
He's doing well, very well. He's not doing practice right now. Mm. He stopped doing practice when COVID started.
Mm.
But he's doing very well. He's now enjoying a little bit of retirement enjoying his ranch and his cattle and his stuff. And he's doing really well.
Oh, wonderful. Oh,
yeah,
good.
Well, do
give him our best wishes. Wonderful man. And I'm going to tell everybody, because I think it's important, because I suffered from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and it all happened by just rubbing my neck going through into a rosher with the wife. And I said, well, I got a bit of a lump. And I went to see my go-to doctor, which is Jose Rogelio Mendez, a wonderful man. And he said, it's about a centimeter or whatever. And he says, take this, I'll give you these antibiotics for 5 days. If nothing happens, go and see this guy and take an x-ray. I want you to have an x-ray of this. I want you to have a blood test. And the name he wrote down was Ascanio Castillo. It was your dad.
Yeah.
And went to see him, and he said, he checked it out and sorted it all out. One thing is that he listened to the radio program, so he can't go wrong, can he, really?
Yeah.
and then he called him and said, what are you doing Friday? I said, I want you at the hospital, I'm going to take that out. And he took it out, and it went off to a big diagnosis, and that's when it came back as non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And immediately put me in contact with Dr. Britton.
Natalie Bitron.
Natalie Bitron, that's right. Begins with a B. And she was amazing.
She's a great doctor.
And you know, what do I find absolutely amazing? Because this would just never happen in the UK. You would have to go to the GP, and you'd have to wait 6 months to get an appointment to see somebody or whatever. But within 5 weeks of my rubbing my neck, I'd had my first chemo. And I think that's absolutely incredible. And I mean, because of the three of you, the work you did, you know, that it was handled so incredibly well. So I'm happy to be here.
Always to be of service.
So, so this brings, because your speciality, Ascanio, is ENT, ear, nose, and throat?
Yeah, ear, nose, and throat. Otolaryngology, if you want to be technical.
Who?
Yeah, ear, nose, and throat.
One of the reasons we're going to be talking today, because we're coming up in this month, we've got International Noise Awareness Day coming up on the 26th of April. We're always sort of talking about pollution and green and whatever, but we don't often talk about noise pollution, which is, you know, just as bad. And I say, I think in the 30 years I've lived in Panama, apart from the pandemic, we've always had construction going on somewhere. And, you know, how dangerous is that for us?
It is something to look after. It is bothersome at some point, but also if you're repetitively exposed to noise at high levels, you can start having hearing loss.
Mm-hmm.
So it is something that is important to always keep in check. It has the fact that it is bothersome, because if you have somebody, you know, hammering up every day, 6 days a week, it kind of bothers, and it brings stress, and all that adds up. But the fact that high levels of noise, you know, industrial noise, work exposure noise, that kind of stuff, over time you will start having hearing loss. And it's important to keep that in check. One of the good things now is that with smartphones, almost all smartphones, you can download an app in which you can check the ambient noise.
That's right, decibel meter.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it will tell you green, you're in the safe zone. Yellow, start to worry. Red, you're, you know, beyond what should be a safe threshold.
And I tell you what, I mean, you know, over the road from here we have the synagogue, which and it used to be a granite hill, and they went down to the road level, and then a couple of floors down. 2 years, bang 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 bang, and then Tell you what, talk about mental health.
Yes, you know. It causes stress, and you're not happy, and all of those things add up, and you know, it kind of decreases your quality of life.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we nearly moved.
Oh.
And that would have been a big mistake. But what can anybody do about it? Because, you know, earplugs or...
Well, one is to be aware of it. Most people don't, you know, it's not that top of mind to think about noise exposure, noise pollution. So most people don't have it as a top of mind. They take it as a normal part of their regular lives. But part of this is to make people aware that you should be aware of your ambient noise. You know, are you in a high exposure area? Do you have any risk factors? Things like that. And that's part of what Noise Awareness Day is, to make people aware that over the long run, you might start to develop hearing loss and all of the problems that come with hearing loss attached to that.
But what can you actually do? I mean, we can be aware.
First point is education.
Right.
Letting people know that this is a problem, allowing them to have the tools to know when it's safe or not. Now, like now at many hospitals, they have, and especially in the ICUs, they have these little meters with the green, red, and yellow light, because sometimes it can be very noisy. And I think it's something that should be expanded to workplace, social areas, businesses, because it's a way of keeping check of it. Because in most ICUs, because of the way the ICU is, there's a lot of machines and beeping and people talking, it can get noisy, and they have a meter, and also to help patients be calm, they have meters that will go into the green, yellow, red, and when it starts getting noisy, they'll tune things down a little bit, or everyone will start to lower their voice, and it's to try to keep the safest and healthiest work environment possible.
And tell me, Ascanio, I mean, when we are not necessarily going to be aware of the fact that we're losing our hearing. I guess it's like, everything. You sort of get used to it, it becomes the norm. But, it's like, I'm talking about my mother. She used to have this little bracelet with all these jingles on it. And we'd say, that thing's noisy, but she never heard it. It was just that little jingle thing on there, but there was no sign of her needing any, but it was a sort of gradual decline. How can we be aware of the fact that we're losing our hearing?
So there are certain things. One, if you start having a little bit of ringing in the ears, that could be a sign of hearing loss. The other thing is also what the people around you are like saying, because after a while people are going to say, hey, you're not hearing, or I have to say things two or three times. So take that into account, because usually it's going to be the people around you who are going to maybe tip you off and say, hey, I think you're having a little bit of struggle hearing because, I tell you things two times and you're like, what? Or you don't get it. Or I have to raise my voice. It's those little tips or those little things that can help you say, hey, I might have to go in and have my ears checked.
Right. I'm just wondering, because funny enough, there was I just reapplied for my driving license. And I did it online. You can do it online. And you've got the sort of the sight test, of course, and the hearing test. Now, that must be quite a good way of finding out how your hearing is. I mean, probably somebody's got a little app somewhere where you can actually test yourself.
There are various apps, and some of them are almost medical grade, where you can take a hearing test, and it will graph you the thing. Some of them are almost medical grade, and there is one that's going to be coming out. I think it's with the Apple Earbuds Pro, it will be almost medical grade. It'll be at par with a medical grade hearing test. So there's a lot of tools now available to, do at least a general screening, give you an idea of where you are and if you might need, to go in and have your ears checked, or you might need to go in and have to use a hearing aid.
Do you use any of those when you're examining patients?
Well, I have the big advantage that at the hospital that I practice and in my private clinic, I have a doctor who specializes in hearing, and he does the hearing test for us. But we can do the general bedside with the tuning forks, and it'll give us a little idea of what's going on. But there are people who you can count on to help you to get these tests done.
Was that the doctor you recommended to me when I was having balance problems?
Dr. Rodriguez. Dr. Guillermo Rodriguez. He's outstanding.
But what was interesting was the tests themselves. You know, he puts warm water in your ears and you say, what's he doing? But it was amazing. And he had this little machine.
Yeah.
And he told me, he said, yes, what it is, you've got an infection in your left ear. And just gave me, I think, some antibiotics or whatever. He said, you know, that should clear it up. And it did. But I tell you what, that's quite scary. When you wake up and you can't get out of bed.
And everything's spinning.
Everything is spinning. And at one point, I became nauseous.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, it's like it's like the after party without the party.
Exactly. I had nothing to drink. We're talking with Dr. Ascanio Castillo. We're going to take a music break, and we'll be right back. One of my favorite covers, and quite relevant for today's program, it comes from Disturbed, is their version of The Sound of Silence.
Hello, darkness, come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left its scenes while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain still in narrow streets of stone, neath the halo of a street lamp, I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stabbed by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sounds, and in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe
yes, The Sound of Silence. Great cover. Originally, of course, by Simon and Garfunkel. And there we have Disturbed, which is a really heavy... I actually bought the album. I thought, that's cool. I'm going to buy the album. That's the only track on the album I can really listen to. I'm thinking my hearing, of course, you see.
There you go.
So we're talking about, you know, people becoming aware of problems with their hearing, like you say. You know, it's because... they can't hear you, so you're having to repeat yourself. When you get to my age, you repeat yourself anyway. But what is there now technology-wise to help people that are sort of suffering from hearing loss?
So now, I mean, it's not new technology, but it gets better every year. Still the hearing aids. Hearing aids are still part of the main help that we can provide people who are not hearing well. But they have gotten way, way better over the last couple of years. I mean, they've got AI. Some of the higher-end hearing aids have got AI incorporated into them. They're almost as smart as your smartphone. The newer hearing aids, the higher-end hearing aids, you know, they have the Bluetooth, all that kind of, and they're almost like your watch. They actually sense how much you're hearing, how much you're talking, and it sends to your watch or to your cell phone, you know, those little green curves that, you know, you have to take 8,000 steps a day. The same thing for how much are you hearing, how much are you talking, because nowadays it's known that you have to interact to delay mental decay. So the newer hearing aids help people like that, and they tell them, hey, you need to be hearing a little bit more, you need to be talking a little bit more, to meet those daily goals, to, you know, just try to stay with, you know, the best mental cognition you can have. Some of the newer ones also sense if you have a fall, like if they'll have, like your cell phone, like cell phone now can meet and can read if you have a fall, and after a little time, if you're not moving, they'll call 911.
Oh, okay.
The hearing aids do the same thing. They'll have presets that'll call 911 or like a known number and tell them, hey, somebody fell and they're not moving. So it's gotten way, way better, and, you know, they're now with rechargeable batteries, they're fully digital, so you can actually...
But at the end of the day, Scunny, aren't they just an amplifier?
But a very select amplifier, because they're almost like a prescription lens. They're adjusted to every frequency and how much you have to raise it. It's the fine-tuning that really know, gets the best out of it to help that patient the most it can.
And at what stage would you be that it wouldn't be any use to you?
Well, there are hearing losses which are so severe that you won't be able to improve them with the hearing aid. Then you'd probably have to go up to the next step, which would probably be a cochlear implant. But those are relatively expensive, and they are invasive. You have to have a important surgery to have those implanted in, but... nowadays, they're going more mainstream. In other countries, you know, they are being used for age-induced hearing loss, severe age, age-induced hearing loss, because it's known and it's been studied that you have to be socially interactive to have to stay mentally sharp, to prevent losing those higher brain functions. So it's important to stay connected, and hearing is key to that. Hearing is very key to that. So that's why hearing is being really pushed forward by different, you know, governments, policies, institutions, because it's a way of helping, because every day there's going to be a higher percentage of people who are going to be adults or old or elderly adults, and we need to keep them as best as we can, and that part of that is, you know, having them be social, be productive, and part of that is having them connect to the world.
And tell me, I don't know, you may know, maybe say whether I'm right or wrong, but there's one of the announcers on the BBC World Service on the TV, and he has something on his head, just behind on the above his ear, sort of slightly.
The cochlear implant.
I was going to say, because now to me, I mean, and it, the way he talks a little bit, and I'm thinking that must be something to do with his hearing.
Yes, because when you have a implant, and the people that I have talked to, adults who have implants, they say the hearing isn't what it used to be. I had one patient once tell me it's like, and he knew a little bit about music. He said it's like if you played the piano, and then now everything is shifted two keys over.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It sounds different, and you have to retrain your brain. You have to retrain. To now listen differently, and it always changes a little bit the way that you speak also. But, I mean, I think it's a little bit to pay for the big benefit of being able to hear, because it's, you know, there's no handicap that's good, but not being able to hear is a really severe handicap. Because people tend to be isolated. The people around them get very frustrated. And it's tough. For people who lose their hearing, it's very tough. It's a very aggressive environment for them because they don't show any physical handicap. You can't you can't see or tell that someone is deaf. But and then, you know, people talk to them 2-3 times and they don't respond. They start getting frustrated. And there's, you know, it's a hostile environment.
And when the internet goes recently, that thing behind his ear has disappeared. So perhaps there's been some...
They've gotten smaller, and with time they've gotten smaller. They're much more technologically advanced. They're almost like, you know, a smartphone. They can relay to the smartphone your call to the implant. It's really amazing. We had a young patient a couple of weeks ago. She lost her hearing at 16 because of of a viral infection. Completely lost her hearing, and we were able to. Procure the hospital that I work for was able to get an implant for her. We implanted her. We turned on the implant about 6 weeks ago, and it was really amazing. She lit up like you know, a 200 watt bulb. I mean, it changed her life completely.
I mean, that's incredible. So you've lost your hearing completely, but this can still bring back the ability to hear.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How does it work exactly?
So what happens is that the organ that transduces sound to the nervous impulse is damaged, but the nerve is okay. So what the implant does is that it directly stimulates the nerve endings that go to the brain. That's why it can sometimes be offset. That's why they say the piano key is a little bit shifted. It's just the way that where it locks into the cochlea. And what it does is that it directly stimulates the nerves that go to the brain. And it gives you the sense of hearing.
That's amazing. And is it people that are born deaf, can it do anything for them? Or?
Oh, those are the most important cases that need to be. Because children who are either born deaf or lose their hearing early, you need to have them hear very early in life. Because if they don't hear, they don't develop language. That's why they're called deaf mute. And then there's a big campaign in this country to try to maximize screening. One of the doctors that I work with at my hospital, she's the person leading this. It'd be interesting to have her here one day. She's the person leading this project to have almost every child that is born screened, so that we can really early in life find out if they're listening or if they're not listening, and then take the appropriate interventions to help them. It's either a hearing aid or it's an implant.
Okay.
Because it's really key that at an early age, before the age of 5, children need to be able to hear. If not, they won't develop language.
Yeah, of course, I hadn't thought of that perspective. So it's not something that you could do in later life.
No, you have you're running against time to get this done, because you can actually save a child and make him a completely productive citizen if you catch this on early. Because that's a child that's going to be able to go to school. He's going to grow up and you know, be a productive person.
Sure.
And not somebody who's going to be deaf and mute, and you know, is going to be somebody who's going to have to be cared for.
Incredible. So what we can do these days is unbelievable. By the way, I don't know if you saw it the other day, they actually grew a meatball from mammoth DNA.
Oh wow.
Scary.
I know. Scary. Technology is really, really...
Because they're saying now you won't need to kill animals because we can produce our own meat. You know, I mean, it's mind-boggling, really. Rosita has sent a little message to us on WhatsApp. Says, good morning. It says, very interesting topic indeed. Could you please mention in reference to the population living close to aeroplane terminals? Just to know, any sort of long or short effects if you're living close to an airport?
Well, the first thing would be to check how intense is the noise there. You can actually have people come in and actually measure the amount of noise. I have a close friend who lives nearby this rooftop discotheque. She actually bought a noise meter. Measured how much it was beyond acceptable levels, and she went to her corregidor And she said, you know, this is a beyond the noise level. We can't tolerate this. Except this is every night. You know, her quality of life is not good. And somehow she was able to get that toned down. I don't think you can tone down the decibels of a jet engine.
No.
But it'd be good to know if, you know, how good or how bad is the noise quality there.
It's interesting you say that, because when I mentioned, you know, the vacation that we're going on, and one of the reasons I wanted to go with this particular company was because they fly the Dreamliner, which is supposed to be a very quiet, economical aircraft. So I think they're starting to be able to bring down the decibel number of aircraft, you know, when they're sort of taking off.
But I was actually reading that the newer jet airplanes, the, you know, commercial airliners, are way more quieter than back in the 70s or in the 60s.
Exactly.
They're way more quieter. And that's part of the evolving technology that's going to come in, but they're still pretty loud.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But not as loud as Concorde. So I used to be on the flight path when I was living in the UK in Streatham. We were on the flight path when the aircraft had to circle or hold to get into to Heathrow, and you see Concorde come around. We heard it first, then you went out. You know, it was one of those aircraft you had to look at.
It was a beautiful aircraft.
Oh, there it is. It's Concorde. We knew the times it was coming over. It was a nice day. We'd always go out and have a look. We're talking with Dr. Ascanio, and we are going to have another piece of music, and we'll be right back. There we go. Now, I bet you don't remember that one, do you?
Nah, it's all before my time, but it sounds good.
Of course it's good. Manfred Mann. And Pretty Flamingo. So, I was going to tell you, here's an example of, you know, hearing issues. Pop artists. We had Bobby Kimball in the studio one day, the lead singer of Toto. And he's a very strange man, a tiny little black moustache and tiny little black sunglasses, a bit strange. He had his manager with him, which was unfortunate, because there were questions I wanted to ask about his history with Toto that you can't ask that. You've only got to ask about what he's doing here. Okay. But he couldn't talk. He had to shout.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he'd be there. I had to get the old mic volumes down, you know, with them, because obviously, you know, this is one of the things, isn't it? That, it, for instance, if you're wearing headphones and somebody asks you a question, you shout because you're, the feedback that you need from your talking is adjusted. So you're pushing it up to what you consider to be a normal level.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, what's he shouting for? What's going to happen technology-wise in the future now? I mean, everything is going... Look, I'm a great believer that, especially, you know, I was talking about them growing a meatball of mammoth meat from DNA.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a great believer that, you know, somebody designed all this. You know, how do we know that we are not a machine?
That we're not in the Matrix?
You know, but how do you know? Because we are now at the stage where we're growing flesh.
Oh, yeah.
Where we can grow ears, where we can grow, you know. How do we know that this isn't a game that somebody's playing, you know, when everything has a purpose? That, you know, there's just one type, there's one DNA, and out of that DNA comes everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's, it's programmed, isn't it? It's
amazing. I mean, it makes you always think of, is there a higher being? Mm-hmm. It's pretty interesting. It's pretty interesting.
It is.
But technology-wise, everything's going to get better over time. Everything's going to get smaller. Your hearing aids are going to get smaller. Implants are going to get smaller. Mm-hmm. You're going to get better quality. We'll be able to, you know, stem cell research is going into those areas too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be able to do better studies, detect cancers earlier. I was reading the other day, there's a couple of labs that are fusing AI with fluorescence, and they're making these softwares which are going to allow us to, for head and neck cancers, to pinpoint better margins so that you can get complete resections with better and cleaner margins. So that's going to help out, and there's a lot of AI also going into the radiotherapy for the volumetric plannings of the radiotherapy, so it's more precise, it's more pinpointed, with less exposure to, you know, side by issues. So it's, I mean, medicine is gonna, it changes every year. I mean, every year something new comes out, it's getting more advanced, so you really have to be on top of your game, and it's gonna be really interesting over the next couple of years.
And you mentioned, I mean, there's a company that is developing tests for cancer, that they'll have a test that'll be able to tell, they reckon eventually up to about 200 types of cancer, but at the moment I think there are about 50, just from one test.
Yeah.
And
it's all advancing at this, and it's for the better for people. So
sure.
We're going to be able to detect cancers and other illnesses earlier. We're going to have better treatments. So it's, medicine is going to really change over the next couple of years.
And what can, for people who are listening this morning, what can we do to protect our hearing?
One, be aware of how high you're hearing. Because I see everybody wears either a headphone or an earbud or something like that. And I sometimes am shocked. I mean, I can sometimes hear what the person next to me is listening to. And I think that's way too much.
Oh, no. Yeah.
That's way too much.
Yeah.
Just be aware of how high or how low your thresholds are on your cell phone, how high the volume is. Try to use a moderate volume. try to stay inside the safe zone. Also, time exposure. I mean, it's not the same thing to listen to a, you know, intense sound for 5 minutes than to hear a intense sound for 8 hours.
It's
two different leagues. And you have to be aware of that. And that's why World Hearing Day is about education. It's about letting people know that there are risks. You know, especially the younger crowd, when you're in your teens and your 20s, you think you're invincible and listen to your AirPods or your earbuds, whatever, at high volume, over time it's going to, you're going to pay the price for it.
Oh yeah, and I couldn't agree with you. When you're sick, when you're young, when you're growing up, I'm invincible. And my sport was water skiing, and I was a slalom skier. And I used to sort of instruct slalom water skiing, and you think back, you've got a boat which is doing 30, 35 miles an hour in that direction, and you're trying to go the other way. And I never felt anything until I was here in my, and I was still water skiing here on the lake.
The lake.
In my 40s. And the thing that eventually made me slow down was putting on weight when it was getting harder to get it all out of the water, you know. But I ended up with two operations on my back, one in my neck and one in the lower spine, because of that, you know, the vibrations going over.
The stresses on your body.
Because if you know, you're lying back on your ski against the boat, so you're compressing all the time. But you don't care when you're 16. I thought I would be dead at 40.
Well, here you are.
Still hanging around.
Yeah. Tough as nails.
That's it, yeah. No, is it? But that's life, isn't it? I mean, the beautiful, when you get old, the thing is you build up a lot of memories and a lot of lessons that you've learned over the years, which are absolutely no use to you, and because you've got to go back and do it again.
That is true, but experience comes with time.
Exactly. And talking time, we've got just a couple of minutes, so all I'll do is have a piece of music to take us out. So, Ascanio, thank you so very much for being with us.
Always. It's always a pleasure to be here, yeah. And just as a little note, World Voice Day is on April 16th, especially
April 16th.
For those who are
Voice Day.
Who are mm-hmm. voice professionals.
Okay.
So, World Voice Day.
That rolls
take care
me
of your voice. So, everybody take care of their voice. And hopefully we'll be back.
That's it, because I noticed my voice has been changing. I noticed my throat has changed. It's... But anyway, that's another thing. I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay.
There we go. Dr. Ascanio Castillo with us this morning here on this morning's breakfast show. And just to take us towards the end of the show, this is ABBA. There we go, that's ABBA and When You Dance With Me. And that is bringing us to the end of this morning's program. Just a big thank you once again to Dr. Ascanio Castillo. Thank you so very much for being with us, Ascanio.
Yeah, it's always a pleasure to be here.
And Troy, what you say? And if you want to get in touch with the doctor, just let us know and we will do that for you. That's it. And big thanks to Ascanio. Big thanks to Yasmin, of course, here in the Breakfast Show studio, doing all our production work and their bookings and everything else in the background there. To Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for her report this morning. The boys and girls at Cooper Grata, who keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show. Now, it is Thursday, but I won't be back until Monday, because we've all got a long holiday weekend celebrating Easter. So whatever it is you're going to be doing, I know a lot of you are going to be on the roads. Please, please, please do it carefully. It's going to be a lot of police out there, as you heard in the news, about 24,000 of them, be hiding behind bushes and trees and all sorts of things. So do be careful. Keep to the speed limits. Certainly do not drink and drive at the same time, or at all. Please look after yourselves, because on Monday morning, what do I want to be doing? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. All right, so from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da, take care. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.